请大家先翻开圣经的历代志上。
Let's turn to First Kings.
应该是历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
历代志下第一章。
Second Chronicles chapter one.
历代志下第一章的第七节。
Second Chronicles chapter one verse seven.
第七节。
Verse seven.
当夜神向所罗门显现，对他说啊，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。第八节。
Verse 8.
那所罗门对神说啊，你曾向我父大卫大施慈爱，使我接续他做王。第九节。
Verse 9.
那主神啊，现在求你成就向我父大卫所应许的话，以你立我做这民的王。他们如同地上尘沙那样多。第十。
Verse ten.
求你赐我智慧聪明，我好在这民前呢，这民的前面出入，不然谁能够判断这么众多的民呢？十一节。
Verse 11.
那神对所罗门说：“我已立你做我民的王，你既有这心意，并不求资财丰富尊荣，也不求灭绝那恨你之人的性命。”又不求大寿数，只求智慧聪明，好判断我的民。十二节。
12.
那我必赐你智慧聪明，也必赐你资财丰富尊荣，在你以前的列王没有，都没有这样，在你以后也必没有这样的。那这段故事大家很熟悉，就是，所罗门王求智慧的故事。
And I'm sure that everyone is very familiar with this story. This is where King Solomon requests wisdom.
那一边我们知道啊，智慧，我们听的名词，智慧、知识、聪明啊，这几样啊，有的时候会弄不清楚。
Sometimes we may be confused by the words wisdom, intelligence, and knowledge.
啊，知识啊，当然就是我们知道哪些东西，知道啊，就是知识 ，knowledge 就是啊，知道。
To know something is knowledge.
那知道啊，这个不代表就有智慧。
To know something doesn't mean that you have the wisdom.
所以有些人说这个什么书呆子啊，就是他知道很多事情，但是他不会做事啊。
Some may say that one who study a lot may know the knowledge, but he may not know how to do things.
那智慧就是一种属灵啊内在的洞察力
啊。A wisdom is a kind of a spiritual insight.
因为它能够辨明是非啊，来做一个最好的判断。
Because it allows us to able to discern right from wrongs and make the right judgment.
所以懂了很多的知识啊，但是真正要用在现场上，要请他做判断，要请他做一个决定啊，他可能做下不了决定啊，他可能也会做。
Even though you may be very knowledgeable, but when it comes to making a judgment, you may not make the right choice.
啊，这个要做决定，还有几个因素啊，就是要怎么做决定啊，要在什么时候要说什么，在什么时候要做什么，这个就是一种智慧。
So when it comes to making a decision, when to make the right judgments and when to say the right things, that is called wisdom.
所以有些时候我们听到一句话说“大智若愚”。
Sometimes we may heard of a word that one is with great intelligence, but he may look foolish.
那为什么很有智慧的人，可是他被看起来像愚昧人一样
？Why is someone who is very intelligent, but it looks like someone who is a fool?
因为他不在哈。那个不恰当的时间，不在不恰当的地点呢、啊，说某些话，做某些事情。
Because someone with these attributes will not say things that at the wrong times and at the wrong place.
啊，他知道说些什么，但是呢，他认为那个不是最好的时机，他认为不是最好的时候啊，他就不说了。那大家以为，哎，你怎么不说话？你好像是。笨笨的愚拙人。
So, this kind of persons will refrain from making any speech at the wrong times and at the wrong place. So people may think that they are foolish.
啊，其实他是很有智慧的。
But in fact, this kind of person is very intelligent.
啊，因此我们就是要求这种智慧。那所罗门啊，他也是求这种智慧的。
So this is the kind of wisdom that we need to pursue, similar to King Solomon. And we all know that wisdom is very important.
就是在适当的人的面前，在适当的地点，在适当的时机，说什么话，做什么事，这个是非常重要的。
Because it's very important to speak the right things at the right times, in the right place, and to the right persons.
也就是说，我们要表达的都是对，也是发自我们的内心，但是呢，不是时候，不是时机。
Sometimes we would like to express what is right in us, but it may not be the good timing.
有些时候，听的对象也错了，这个事情就不能够得到很圆满的结果。
Sometimes you may hear that people may express something that is wrong and this is not the right, the complete way.
就是说给不该说的人听。
Meaning to say the things to the wrong persons.
这个会产生不好的效果了。
And this will create a negative effect.
所以我们每位基督徒大家都要学习求智慧，能够明辨是非，在最好的时机做最好的判断。
So every one of us should ask for the wisdom so that we may make the right or speak the right things and at the right times.
而且在不是恰当的时候，我们还要有这个智慧，能够 hold back， 就是暂时保持沉默。And
we should be able to hold back at the wrong time. We should be able to hold back what we should voice out.
所以所罗门王他都求智慧的。
So King Solomon's requests wisdom.
因为能够判断他的百姓。
So that he can judge his people.
人家百姓有很多种啊。
There are many types of people.
有的人比较会说话的，这好像是比较应变的，比较有机会，能够在两造当中，比较能够被接纳、被接受。
Some people are more eloquent, so they may stand up among the crowd.
有些比较不会说话的人，好像就比较吃亏。So
it seems like those people who are not very eloquent may be at a loss.
所以这个时候就是要靠所罗门王的智慧，怎么样去分辨，有的时候你会讲话，但是你讲的不是事实，所以他必须要能够分辨辨别。That's
why King Solomon's request wisdom so that he may able to judge the people correctly.
所以今天也有很多各种不同的人。
Today we have many types of people.
有些人真的他所讲的话跟他心里所想的是一样的。
Some people says and say what they means.
但是有些人所讲的跟心里面所要达到的目标，那个动机确实不单纯，不一样。
But some people have a wrong motive, they will say something that is not what they mean.
尤其是今天的骗子很多。
Especially today, we have many scammers.
所以我们必须要能够辨明是非，能够看到他内心的动机到底是想什么。
Therefore, we need the wisdom to see their ultimate motives and what they are trying to they want.
我们虽然不去害别人，但是我们也只要提防，能够保护自己。
Well, we are not trying to hurt others, but we're trying to protect ourselves.
所以我们也要像所罗门王一样求智慧。
So we should be like Solomon to request wisdom.
我们不是要求智慧去判断别人，去论断别人，而是能够分辨是非。
We are not asking the wisdoms so that we can judge people, but rather to able to discern what is right from wrong.
那所罗门王怎么，当然神就答应他，给他智慧。
So God promised Solomon and gave him wisdom.
那所罗门他是不是就坐在那边等，等说神从上边好像当做一些智慧给他。
So did Solomon just sit there and just waiting for the wisdom to download to him?
当然他也要认真，透过学习的功夫。
And of course, he needs to learn it with diligence.
我们看列王记上。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上第四章。
First King chapter 4.
列王记上第四章29节。
First King chapter 4 verse 29.
29.
Verse 29.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不可测量。
29, and God gave Solomon's wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore.
啊，这边是提到广大的心。
He talks about the heart of largeness.
那广大的心是什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
就是他有广大的心，他能够容纳，他能够接纳，啊，接纳新的事物。
It means that he has able to take in new things into his heart.
所以事实上，他还是要透过学习的功夫啊。
This has to be done through learning.
因为他打开他的心，啊，能够容纳、接纳新的知识。
Because he opens up his heart so that he can take in more knowledge.
啊，当然，我们看有些人呢，就是不想学习啊。
But there are some people who are not willing to learn.
啊，比如说我们今天的手机啊，很发达了。
And today's our handphone is very advanced.
啊，当然，手机的功能啊是很多。
Of course, the cell phone has many functions.
啊，当然，这些功能我们必须要去学习才会啊。
We doesn't need to study this function in order to use it.
啊，我们看有些人的态度就是不想学了。
Some people has this attitude and are not willing to learn.
啊，所以他还保存那个折合式的手机，像啊，他们第一代的手机一样。
So they still use their first generation's cell phone.
啊，虽然也很老，也可以用，只是打电话都没问题。
It is still able to make phone calls.
但是他就不能够传简讯呐。
But they may not able to send messages.
他不能够收到啊别人的信息呀。
And they not able to receive messages from others.
那突然看到一个很好的画面，一只很可爱的小鸟，他想要给它拍照照相啊，也没有那个功能啊。
Or maybe they come across a bird that is very beautiful and they want to take a picture, but the phone doesn't have this kind of a functions.
啊，因为他拒绝学习啊。
And because they refuse to learn.
他说太麻烦了。
Because the thing is too troublesome.
所以这种人的时候，这心就没有打开呀。
This kind of people has a heart that didn't open up.
啊，但是有一次我的电脑有问题，我就拿到这个 Apple 的那服务中心啊去修理。
There was one time that my personal computer had some problems, so I brought it to the Apple's care.
啊，那时候刚好啊有一个人在那里解说这个各种不同产品，什么 iPad、iPhone 这种啊，怎么去用啊？怎么去用啊？免费啊！只要你买他的产品啊，他免费啊，给大家上课。
So when I was there, there was a person who was actually explaining how to use all these functions in the iPad.
哎，我也看了一个七十几岁、将近八十岁的老阿妈也去那边学习呀。
And I even noticed old ladies in her 60s, 70s, and 80s, she's still learning.
哦，他拿着他的 iPad 啊，也去那边啊，坐在那里学习。
And she is also took up her iPad and learning.
啊，学了以后，他就知道怎么用啊。
And after she learned it, she will know how to use it.
啊，这个不是说会不会，这只是一个态度的问题。
This is not a matter of knowing it or not. It's just an attitude.
我们看谢顺道长老哈，他年纪那么大了，他还是学电脑怎么打中文呢？
If you take a look at Elder Shi, who is so old and he still uses the computer to type Chinese.
啊，那他说他以前啊都是用写的啊，写文章啊，写书啊，都是用手写的。
Because in the past, he used to write down all his scriptures by hand.
那有些时候两年才能够出一本书啊。
So it takes about 2 to 3 years to write a book.
啊，有一次有个信徒啊送他一台电脑啊。
So there was a believer who gave him a computer.
他想说这个电脑既然有人送啊，不用的话也是很可惜。
So he thought to himself, since this is free, if you don't use it, it's such a waste.
啊，所以他下定决心，哎，好好的学。
So he made a determination to study it and learn how to use it.
哇，感谢主，他现在一年啊可以出两本书嘿。
Thank God, now he can actually produce 2 to 3 books in a year.
啊，所以效率啊就增加四倍。
And because of hard work, so it gives the results.
所以智慧，你要做这个好的判断，要容纳啊，就是要有这个心啊，能够容纳新的事物嘛，新的知识。
So to have this wisdom, we need to open up our hearts to receive more knowledge.
所以就是以赛亚先知啊，他也说愿神给他一个有受教者的舌头，受教的心呢。
Even the prophet Isaiah asked God to give him a heart of the learned.
啊，所以我们每一个人都是要有这种受教啊，想要学习的心。
Everyone should have this kind of a heart of the learned.
啊，所以有一句话说，活到老，学到老。
There's a saying that you learn as you grow old.
啊，尤其我们已经退休的弟兄姐妹哈。
For brethren who have already retired,
啊，也不要停止学习。
Let us not stop learning.
啊，要学习好的，现在。网络也有很多不好的，那些不好的就不要学习。
We should learn all the good things from the internet and refrain from learning the bad things from the internet.
要学习对我们的身心啊，对我们灵修有益处的。
To learn something that is beneficial to our spirit and mind.
啊，像昨天的啊，就是礼拜啊，我们看到何长老梁哈，他也是有这种啊学习的心呢。
For example, the memorial service yesterday, we learned that Sister Hall has this heart of the learned.
哇，她也读英文圣经。
She's reads the English Bible.
啊，有些时候也参加这个英文的查经班。
And she also hold this English Bible study.
有这种学习的心呢。
She has the heart of the learned.
啊，其实主耶稣啊，在十二岁的时候也是透过学习的功夫。
And even Jesus, when he was 12 years old, he also learned.
好，我们请看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章啊，四十二节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 42.
那四十二节是不是告诉我们啊，主耶稣在圣殿学习的时候是几岁？
So it tells us how old was Jesus when he learned at the church?
当他十二岁的时候，啊，他们按着节期的规矩上去圣殿所节期的。
And when he was 12 years old, they went up to the Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast.
好，那这个故事都熟悉了。再来看四十六节。
Let's read 46.
那过了三天，就遇见他在殿里坐在教室的中间的，一面听一面问。
And now, so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions.
啊，所以这个就是一个学习的过程啊。
So this is the process of learning.
啊，因此我们在学生年会、各种讲习会都有安排一个活动啊，一个课程就是 Q&A， 让大家能够提问啊，有人解答。
So that's why whenever we host any seminars, there is always a Q&A sessions that people can ask and we can explain.
因为这是一个学习的过程。
This is the process of learning.
在主耶稣他道成肉身为人哈的样子来到世间。
And Lord Jesus come to this world as a man.
也是必须要透过学习的功夫的。
And he also need to learn.
那学习的过程就是要听。
And the process of learning is to listen.
啊，有些不明白的当然就在问。
If you don't understand, then of course you have to ask.
啊，要学习就是要这样子啊，因为有些人就是不好意思问，那他就学习的功夫啊就不能够很深入。
And this is the way of learning. Some people are ashamed or shy to ask, and that way they will not learn as well as the others.
那我们看那个记者哈，记者哦，就是一直挖问题，一直挖，一直挖哦。为什么会这样子？为什么会那样子啊
？If you look at the reporters, they always ask questions. Why is this and why is that?
啊，难道他们就能够做一个很全面性的报道
？So that they can cover a more complete story.
所以主耶稣也是一样啊，透过这个学习的功夫，要听跟问。
Similar to Jesus, he also need to ask and to listen.
然后呢，再看五十二节。
Let's read verse 52.
啊，主耶稣的智慧和善良，并神和人喜爱他的心啊，都一起增长啊！这是透过学习的功夫，他就得到智慧了。
And through the process of learning, Jesus increased his wisdom.
啊，所以怎么得智慧？不是说只有靠神啊，神啊，你给我智慧的啊，什么事情都不做啊，这样子是得不到智慧的。
So how can we gain the increase our wisdom? We cannot just sit there and not doing anything and ask God to give us for free.
啊，所以必须要像所罗门王一样，打开他的心，有宽广的心，广大的心。
We should be like King Solomon to open up his heart so they can receive more knowledge.
能够有受教的舌头。
So that the heart of the learned.
像主耶稣一样坐着谦虚啊，在那边听别人讲。
Just like Jesus who is humble is sitting there and listens and asking questions.
不明白有什么问题啊，他勇于啊提问。
If he doesn't understand anything, he will ask.
然后就能够明白学习更多了。
That way he able to learn and to understand more.
啊，所以第一个就是要学习。
So the first thing is to learn.
那么第二个啊。
Secondly.
啊，来看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇的十二节。
Psalm 90 verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
所以这里说怎么来增加智慧。
So this tells us how to increase our wisdom.
那就是要数算自己的日子。
That is to number our days.
那为什么要数算自己的日子？
Or why do we do that?
啊，不数算的话，以为自己的时间还很长。
If we don't do it, we may think that we still have a long time.
那就不会很认真去学习呀。
Then we will not learn it with diligence.
啊，他就不会很勤劳的想要去做一些什么事情啊，改善自己。
And then they will not be proactively and try to learn something to improve themselves.
所以像这个主耶稣所讲的比喻，是个童女哈，有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
Just like the parables, Jesus says that there are 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were fool.
那个五个愚拙的，就是没有数算自己的日子啊。
And the 5 virgins who are foolish because they did not number their days.
所以他以为他的时间还很长。
They thought that they still have a lot of time.
啊，可以慢慢来啊，不需要现在就准备油啊、灯啊，这个不需要太早了。
So they thought that it is too early to prepare the oils.
啊，他以为他很聪明。
They thought they are very intelligent, very wise.
啊，他可能看那些准备的人都很愚拙啊，你们那么紧张做什么
？And seeing others trying to prepare the oil, they think that they are foolish.
可是主耶稣说啊，神说我们要数算自己的日子啊，才能够得到智慧的心呢。
But God said that we need to number our days so that we can increase our wisdom.
就是有这种警醒的心。
And this is to have a heart of awareness.
啊，这种事先预备啊，准备的心。
That is to prepare in advance.
所以像这个学生哈，在学校读书要准备考试的。
Just like students were trying to study before the test.
哇，还要一个月啊，期末考还要一个月。
Since there's still a 1 month before the test.
所以数算的人，算的人啊，他就会开始哇，还有一个月啊，就赶快准备了。
Those people who know how to number, they know that there's only 1 month left before the test.
啊，我以前也没有这样认真啊，以前呢还不懂得这个圣经啊，就没有人讲给我听。假如有人说给我听的话，我就一定是很认真的。
For me, I wasn't that diligent because I was not well versed with the Bible. If someone told me, I would have known.
啊，所以希望只要是透过晚上视频啊，还是要看到这个。啊，正道的人啊，就知道啊，要赶快准备哦，一个月的那就事先准备。
So if through the videos, ones who needs to prepare it, we may notice that they will prepare it.
那假如是不数算的话，就一天一天拖啊。
So if you don't know how to number your days, then you would procrastinate.
哇，剩下三天的，哇，赶快准备，赶快读啊。
So when you only have 3 days left, you will start studying it.
啊，就是说你要熬夜，啊，就是精神就不好，结果考试就考得不好了。
So sometimes you may study late into the night, then the result may not be as good.
啊，这种就是没有智慧的。
And this kind of people do not have wisdom.
所以有智慧的话，就事先啊，要好好的准备。
If you have the wisdom, you will prepare way ahead of time.
那第三个哈。
Thirdly.
怎么样的得到智慧
？How can we gain wisdom?
啊，请看箴言的第六章第六节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6.
第六章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6.
懒惰人啊，你要去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可以得智慧。
Go to the ants, you sluggard, consider his way and be wise.
那这个意思啊，就是说要啊。不只是蚂蚁的动作啊，要观察万物啊。
This is not only restricted to just ants, but we have to examine everything.
所以我们看所罗门王啊，他讲论草木可以上至香柏树啊，那到这个很小的牛膝草。
When King Solomon talked about examining the environment, everything, he talks about the trees from cedars all the way to hyssop.
啊，可能他可以做诗哦，香柏树多高啊？那风吹的时候怎么摇动啊？哦，这种的 的这种的自然现象、啊、很美景、啊、什么时候变颜色、啊、他都可以形容得很好。
So when he writes, composes psalms, he can actually compose how beautiful is the cedars and the color of it and how the wind blows it.
还是、啊啊、假设在东部的话，而且种竹子、啊啊、竹子假设被水压到的话，哇，那个是怎么样的一个现象？啊，太阳出来的话，啊，雪又那个竹子的啊，它就起来了哈。
So in the East Coast, when the water fall on the bamboos, it will bend, and when the sun's come out, it will rise up again.
啊，你会透过观察，所以他做了一首诗啊，他说这个雪压竹子低啊，啊，虽低啊不难泥啊，一轮红日出啊，能救于天齐哦。他说哎。这首诗不错，因为他透过观察。
So by observing, he can actually write a very beautiful poems about the bamboo, how it bend and it rise up.
很有道理啊，哈。
So it's very logical.
而且不观察的话，就不能够得到这种结论。
And without examining it, you will not come to this kind of conclusions.
那早期的人哈，啊，为什么会发明什么啊？发现什么地心引力啊？哦，啊，不，发现这个。电力啊，都是透过观察，观察万物的结果。
In the early days, people's because of examining and research, they discovered gravities and the electricity.
啊，比如说看到苹果，哎，怎么从树上掉下来
？By looking at an apples, how it fall from the tree.
哦，然后他都发现地心引力啊，有个引力啊。
So they discover there's a gravitational on Earth.
哇，观看天上在打雷啊。
And observing the lightnings in the sky,
然后他就发明了个电力。
So they discover electricity.
哇，看到这个小鸟会飞啊，就发明飞机。
And by observing how the birds fly, they come up with the planes.
啊，所以我们要鼓励我们下一代啊，多多出去野外啊，多多出去啊，这个观察万物。
So we should encourage our younger generations to go out to observe the world.
也能够从中啊得到智慧。
And from that, they gained wisdom.
啊，最近因为我早上起来啊，在鹅湾教会上早上起来走路啊。
This morning when I woke up in Irvine and was strolling.
啊，有两只这个鸭子啊，野鸭两只。
And I noticed there's two ducks.
哇，经常在一起的。
They are walking together.
本来我想他们可能是夫妻。
And I thought to myself maybe they are couples.
但是后来我看。好像也不大像夫妻，可能是这个 母子妈妈跟孩子。
But it looks more like the mother and son.
因为另外一只鸭还比较小。
Because the other another duck is a little bit smaller.
我看到很受他们感动，很感动。
And I was very touched by it.
我看那个比较大的鸭，这个妈妈哈，就当她的孩子在旁边吃草啊，还是吃那个。啊，蚯蚓哈、啊，蚯蚓的时候，这个妈妈就在旁边警戒哈、啊，看看有没有人来呀、啊，啊，保卫这他的儿子。
And I noticed that the bigger duck is actually standing there and watching while the younger duck was eating the worms.
所以当孩子低下头在吃的时候，他妈妈不吃啊，他妈妈是抬头在观看四方。
So when the little duck was eating, the mother ducks will actually stand up and keep watching.
说这个是母爱啊。
So this is the love of mother.
啊，我透过很多天的观察都是一样。
And being observing a lot of things, I noticed that it is the same.
哦，有时候这个小的哈，他的儿子不知道飞到哪里去啊，妈妈过了一会儿就追过去了。
And when the little ducks flew away and the bigger ducks will try to look for it.
所以就是透过观察万物哈，那我们就可以得到一些智慧。
So by observing everything around the world, you will gain some wisdom.
那在第四点哈
，Number four，
来看箴言十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 13.
十三章的二十节。
Chapter 13, verse 20.
十三章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20.
与智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。
He who walks with the wise men will be wise, but the companions of fools will be destroyed.
那这个就是交朋友很重要的。
So this teaches us how to make friends. It's very important.
啊，交到白色的就要变成白色，交到蓝色的就要变成蓝色，交到黑色的就要变成黑色。
So if you mix with the whites, you will become white. If you mix with blue, you become blue. And mix with dark, blacks, you will become black.
啊，就是你交到什么样的人，可能也会变成那种人的。
So if you hang around with people who are that kind of people, you alternately you become that kind of people.
啊，所以昨天早上在举办福音茶会的时候。
So yesterday mornings when we have this gospel tea fellowship,
好了，邱弟兄，年轻的邱弟兄啊，他就分享做见证啊。
So brothers Moses actually give a testimony.
啊，他本来是在外面游荡啊，交一些不好的朋友。
Our brother Andrew, he was giving a testimony when in the early days he have some bad friends.
啊，他后来想一想，哎，这样子不对啊。
So he thought to himself, this is not right.
因为跟他们在一起久而久之会跟他们一样的。
Because being with them for a long time, he was influenced by them.
因为你看哦，这边说跟愚昧人在一起会遭受损失啊。
Here it says that if you have companions of the fool, will be destroyed.
所以在跟那些人在一起的话，你得到什么
？So what do you gain with if you have companions with this kind of people?
你要得到什么？
You don't gain anything.
浪费时间，浪费青春呢。
It wastes your time and your years.
也不能够使他的学业课业更进步啊。
And it doesn't actually helps to improve your studies.
啊，反而会退步啊，染上一些不好的习惯呢。
But rather you backslide and you have also gained some bad habits.
所以他就停止了。
So he stopped.
他就回到教会里来。
And he returned back to church.
啊，当然开始不认识很多教会年轻的弟兄姐妹。
In the beginning, he doesn't know many brethren.
可是回来以后，大家本着爱心在跟他接触。
And after he came back to the church, because of love, all the brethren come to have fellowship with him.
然后他就开始哈跟诸位人做朋友。
So from that moment on, he start to have friends with the wives.
感谢主啊，他就在主里结婚，至少在主里结婚呢。
But thank God, he able to get married in the Lord.
只要他不回来的话，他可能就要跟没信主的人结婚了。
If he had not done so, he may have married to a Gentile.
所以跟智慧人在一起也能够得智慧。
So we gain wisdom by having walk with the wise.
我交朋友是非常重要的。
It is very important to make friends.
那交到不好的朋友可能会毁了我们的一生呢。
If we mix with the wrong type of friends, then it will destroy our whole life.
因此我们也要帮我们的下一代哈，看看他们所交的朋友是哪些人。
So we have to be careful, like what our younger generations when they're making friends.
那么下一个哈，下一个就是要敬畏神的，愿啊敬畏神是智慧的开端呢。
Next one is that to fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
啊，这个大家都很熟悉。
And everyone is very familiar with this.
那为什么敬畏神是智慧的开端
？How is the fearing God is the beginning of wisdom?
因为神啊，用他的智慧，用他的聪明啊，来创造诸天地呀。
Because God uses wisdom and His intelligence to create the heaven and earth.
神是我们的智慧。
God gave us the wisdom.
所以当然敬畏他的话，也能够跟智慧沾上一点边呢。
Of course, naturally, if we fear God, then we may have get in touch with the wisdom.
那敬畏神也就像跟神做朋友。
And to fear God is like making friends with God.
那神是智慧的来源。
Because God is the source of wisdom.
所以跟他交朋友的话很不错哎。
So it's good to be friends with God.
不能够学到他的全部的话，学到一点点，就已经，让我们这一辈子够用了。
Even though we may not learn everything from God, but as long as we learn a little bit, it's more than enough to help us in this life.
比如说神啊，创造这个早上跟晚上。
For example, God creates the day and the night.
那这个创造早上晚上的功用是什么？
So what is the purpose of creating the day and the night?
那他创造早上就是让人要出去上班工作的。
For the days, so that people can go out to work.
那晚上就是动物的时间。
And for the night is a time for the animals.
所以野兽要出去找食物啊。
And it's time for the animals to go out to hunt for food.
啊，这样子两个就在以前这边两个就不会有交集交叉。
So in the past, these two types animals and humans do not cross over with each other.
人的安全嘛，动物也不会受干扰，也安全。
And because man did not disturb the animal, so that they will not endanger their life.
啊，所以我们就是敬畏神啊，就要 follow 这个啊，顺从这种的规则法则。
So if we fear God, then naturally we will follow this kind of rules from God.
那就是日落，好像我们以前的人哈，日出而作，日落而息。太阳一出来就要出去工作了，那下山就要休息呀。
So when the sun rises, a man will go out to work, and when the sun sets, then we will rest.
啊，这样就不会熬夜。
That way we will not stay up late at night.
那大家知道熬夜是会伤身体的。
And we know that staying up late at night will actually hurt our body.
所以为什么圣经说只要遵从神的命令就能够活多久？
Why did the Bible say that as long as you follow the commandment of God, then you will live longer?
因为神哈已经有很多智慧让我们学习。
Because God has already given us many wisdom for us to learn.
主要跟神啊能够有一点接触啊，相关联，我们就能够收获很多嘞。
As long as we are connected to God, then we will be receive a lot of benefits.
好，让我们看呢，啊，神造这个天地很多秩序啊。
If you look at God, how God created this world with very systematically,
那我们就知道啊，神是有个有秩序的神。
And we know that God is very systematic.
那我们就是跟他做朋友。
If we are friends with God,
哇，那我们学到这个什么事情都是有秩序的。
Then we may learn the systematic way.
所以我们家里哈也有秩序。
So there will be systematically in our home.
至少没有时间的话，至少也不会太乱。
Even if we don't have much time, then at least the house is not very messy.
因为假如有秩序的话，摆得很有秩序啊，看起来也很舒服啊。
If you are very systematic, then everything you arrange in the house is very nice.
啊，什么事情都是很就是很有组织，很啊放得很好。
All your belongings will be kept in the very the right way.
那我们要找就省时间，我们就知道放在哪里。
Because if you look for something, then you know where to find it.
哎，不会浪费钱。有时候你找不到，以为是没有，再出去买，啊，用了不久以后发现，哎，怎么在这里？哈，可是你已经买了哎。
And also save your money because if you couldn't find the items, you may go and buy a new one.
主要是敬畏神啊，是智慧的开端。
So by fearing the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那我们得到智慧以后要做什么？
So after we gain the wisdom, what should we do?
好，我们来看列王记上。
Let's turn to First King.
列王记上第四章。
First Kings chapter 4.
看所罗门他有智慧以后。
After King Solomon received the wisdom, what did he do?
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章的第四章三十一节啊。
Verse 31.
啊，他的智慧啊胜过万人哈。然后三十二节。
32.
他作箴言三千句，诗歌一千零五首哈。那我们看这些作箴言啊诗歌，是不是要炫耀他自己？哦，你看我很有智慧啊。
So if you read this, that he able to write so many proverbs, is he trying to boast himself.
哦，你看到展览好像我们展览说，哦，什么哪个名人，哦，他很会写书法，他作诗，他会国画。
So just like some very famous people, they try to exhibit their choreography.
啊，不是啊，他这个是要做什么？我们看三十四节。
Let's read verse 34.
三十四，天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他的智慧话啊。所以他有智慧以后，就是要教导人的。
So after King Solomon received the wisdom, he used it to teach others.
啊，所以我们得到从神那边来的智慧以后。
So after we gain the wisdom from God,
那我们要教导人呢。
And we need to teach others.
那以前哈，以前教导的方式啊，都是透过这个诗歌的方式来教导。
In the past, people used hymns to teach others.
因为哈，以前没有文字啊。
Because in
读书有文字，但是读书的人不多啊。
In the past, there are literature, but not many people are literate.
所以这不能够用读的啊，要写也很不方便的。
So they cannot read it, and it's also very inconvenient to write it.
啊，讲一次，只讲一次的话，啊， 又很容易忘记。
So if you just say it one time, then people may forget about it.
比如说我们从开始聚会讲到现在，我已经讲了半个多小时。
So from the beginning of the sermons, I've been talking for half an hour.
大家记得吗？
Do you still remember?
不过没关系，我可能会忘记的。
It's okay.
我自己讲的人不看也会忘记的。
Because even I myself may forget what I have spoken.
好，但是呢，假如我们说第一个要认真学习呀。
So for example, the first one, we need to study it with diligence.
第二个数算日子。
And secondly, we need to number our days.
好，那我们就来唱歌哈。
唱歌。
就认真学习。数算日子，数算日子，认真学习。好，啊，就一直唱一唱，啊，大家就会啊，那自然就记起来呀。
So if we make it into a songs, then we keep reciting it, then we will naturally will remember the points.
哦，那一样的，主要是把这些以前所讲的，把这些变成一个歌哈，那你一直重复，一直重复，大家都会唱。
So if you're able to compose it into your songs, then everybody will know how to sing it.
啊，比如说我们唱这个副歌哈，我们是。比如说唱副歌，什么凌风吹巡啊，这个大家都很熟的。
So for example, the if you sing the chorus, the spiritual rains, everyone is very familiar with this.
啊，所以以前他们怎么样来教导，都是用诗歌的方式来教导。
So in the past, people use hymns to teach others.
那一直重复，一直重复。
They keep repeating it.
啊，哎，能够变成有个音调啊。
So they mix melody.
啊，大家就能够记得住了。
And that's why people are able to remember it.
所以圣经呢也说用诸般的智慧来教导人。
So the Bible says, teach every man in all wisdom.
那教导就是需要悟性，也需要悟性啊。
To teach people, we need to teach it in a way that they understand.
啊，用悟性就是用人所能够明白的言语来表达。
The way is to explain it to them in ways that people can understand it.
所以教导就是要把事情讲得清楚啊，让大家能够明白。
To teach them, you have to teach it in a very simple way so that people can understand it.
所以像以斯拉哈，他是很熟悉圣经的人，所以他就讲给那些能够听得明白的人听，他讲得很清楚啊。
So for example, Ezra, he very familiar with the Bible, so he explained this in a way that people can actually understand it very clearly.
他没有说你们多祷告就可以了，自己祷告。
But he didn't just say, all you need is to pray more, that's enough.
有时候用悟性把它表达出来。
Sometimes they need to explain it in a way that people can understand it.
所以传道者为什么要上这个讲道学呢？
This is why the preacher needs to have this to give a sermons seminar.
那有的时候讲道的人也要学习怎么来讲道啊。
Sometimes a sermonizer we need to learn how to give a sermon.
那就是要把我们所从神所领受的，把这个好像在灵里啊，你在灵里有感动的啊，用清楚的言语把它表达出来。
Sometimes the sermonizers, what they have learned in their heart, through the movement of the spirit, they will try to explain it.
有一次有个姐妹啊，这个老姐妹啊，她感觉神，她说她要做见证啊。
Thank God there was an elderly sister who wanted to give a testimony.
大家都很高兴，也很期待。
And everybody was very joyous and looking forward to it.
她一定有这种感动啊。
Because this sister was moved by it.
结果她就真的上来做见证。
So as a result, she actually came out and gave the testimony.
她上来就说感谢主啊，感谢主啊。
And when she was up here, she was saying, thanks God, thank God.
大家以为她要开始说了，说她的见证。
And everybody thought that she was about to testify.
她说她还是一直这个很一直很开心笑着说感谢主啊，感谢主啊。
But all she was doing is she was very joyful and keep saying, thank God, thank God.
所以整个见证嘛，就是感谢主啊，感谢主啊。
So in conclusion, her whole testimony is giving thanks to God.
大家不知道她讲什么啊。
Nobody knows, understand what she's trying to say.
她没有说啊。
Because she did not.
那可能她心里面有感动啊，有感动。
And perhaps she was moved by the Spirit.
她很高兴神的恩典，哇，说她想要做见证。
And she was very joyful for the grace she received.
大家站上台以后呢，就 好像脑袋空空，就讲不出来。
So she wanted to give a testimony, but when she was up here, her brain was empty and she didn't know what to say.
所以有这个属灵的感动跟要把它讲出去又是另外一回事啊。
So, to be moved by the spirit is one thing.
好，所以要求神赏赐给我们一个悟性啊，能够把我们所领受的很清楚明白的表达出来，让大家。
So we need to ask God to give us a way to explain it what we have received so that people can understand it.
啊，这个也是要学习啊。
And this also requires to learn.
好，那我们要多求这个属灵的智慧。
We should pray more for this spiritual wisdom.
啊，因为外面的人也是讲智慧啊。
Because people outside also talk about wisdom.
好像希腊人也求智慧啊。
For example, the Greek also asked for wisdom.
但是他们那种智慧是属世的智慧。
But their kind of wisdom is secular.
啊，不是得救的智慧。
It's not the wisdom of salvation.
啊，所以属世的智慧跟属灵的智慧啊，有什么不同
？So what is the difference between the spiritual and the secular wisdom?
啊，那这个在雅各书里面有提到。
And this is mentioned in the book of James.
啊，他说属灵的智慧能够带来和平。
So the spiritual wisdom will bring peace.
那叫这属世的呢，带来纷争啊。
And the wisdom from the secular wisdoms will bring dissension.
So, 社会上也有很多的智慧人啊。
In this world, there are many wise men.
但是他们都是互相竞争的。
But they all compete with each other.
那竞争就会产生嫉妒纷争啊。
And by competing, they will have strife and anger.
那属灵的智慧就不一样。
However, the spiritual wisdom is different.
那属灵的智慧能够看透万事。
Because the spiritual wisdom allows us to see all things,
啊，能够分别是非
，to able to judge all things.
那这个就是真正的智慧。
And this is the wisdom.
那真正的智慧是会带来和平的。
The true wisdom will bring peace.
因为他知道在什么时候说些什么话。
Because it allows us to speak the right thing at the right time.
他知道不该说的时候啊，就是要 hold 住，就是把它保留啊。
And it allows us to hold back what we want to say at the wrong time.
因为在不对的时间讲的话，可能只会造成纷争。
Because at the wrong time you say the thing at the wrong times will cause dissension.
做智慧的人就懂得忍耐。
Wise men will know how to tolerate.
啊，所以在教会、在公司都是一样，只要不是时候，嗯，就暂时不要讲。
The same things go with whether you are in the church or in the societies. When it's the wrong times, you will refrain from speaking out.
啊，所以智慧人他会分辨啊时机啊。
So a wise man will know the right timing.
啊，像主耶稣也是一样啊。
Just like Lord Jesus.
哦，他不该讲的时候，他就很安静，但他就不讲话。
At the wrong times, Jesus will remain silent.
该说的时候他就说。
When it's the right time to speak out, he will say it.
所以。我们要像所罗门啊，要求智慧。
So we should be like King Solomon to request the wisdom.
啊，能够做出最好的决定。
To make the right judgment.
啊，能够让我们有一个啊没有后悔的人生啊。
So that we will not regret in our life.
好，我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
24首。来唱第一节跟最后一节啊，唱两节。
Let's sing two verses, the first one and the last one.